You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, maybe we can wrap this up today. We're talking about Satan's attack on the family, and I was in the middle of explaining a legal position that the wife had up until the 1950s with the feminine movement and everything else, and Satan orchestrated it, on how the status that she once had was stolen from her, and how today women don't even realize what they lost and what God had given them. And it's a status that comes from the common law. The common law is based off of the Bible. And what I'm talking about is the status of coveture. It was what the wife had, where her husband was her cover, similar to how God covers our sin. Kippur, it's based off of that, where he covers our sins. And it's a protective concealing and a covering. The legal status of a married woman is considered to be under her husband's protection and authority. So let me give you the definition. Sir William Blackstone, in his 1765 authoritative legal text on commentaries on the laws of England, said this about the coverture and the legal rights of a married woman. By marriage, the husband and wife are one person in law, that is, being the very being or legal existence of the woman is suspended during the marriage, or at least incorporated and consolidated into that of her husband, under whose wing, protection, and cover she performs everything and is therefore called a femi-covert. Well, we're under the wing of Jesus, under his protection and covering. The church is, but us individually as the bride. That's our status we have with him. And this was extended to the women of married women under that status of her husband, who is supposed to be and is assumed to be a godly man. When we surrender our lives to Jesus and enter into a ketubah, that's a marriage contract, it's a legal contract with a man, with our husband, he becomes our covering and we enter into the protection of his wing. Today, our high priest and our husband, Jesus, enters the Holy of Holies in heaven and atones for our sins because we're legally consolidated, bound to him. And just like our Father is willing to do anything for us, and just like Jesus willingly gave his life for us, a husband must be willing to give his life for his wife, and a wife must be the biblical helpmeet for her husband. It's a role that each one of us, if we are a godly man, that we do for our wives. And if we're a godly woman, or if you're a godly woman, you do for your godly men. And that's why it is so important for the spouses to be godly. And that God has to be the center of all the marriages. And we all look to him, and that makes us godly.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.